What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. How you doing? It's Wacky Wednesday, my brothers and sisters. Let's whack some shit. Let me tell you about some whack shit that happened to me last night. Okay? Now, unfortunately, after 42 years of swallowing pills, it does two things. It fucks up your stomach, your digestive system, and because you're constantly walking around with cotton mouth, it fucks up your teeth as well. Your teeth become sensitive, you could do all kinds of things. You could go to the dentist all you want, but dry mouth will eventually destroy your teeth as well as acid reflux. So if you have acid reflux, please do make sure that you watch what you eat, watch what you drink, and see the dentist constantly. Now, I think I'm like a cat. I think there's something that I need to accomplish before I leave this earth, because tonight, last night, I actually saw my life flash between, you know, I saw my life flash in front of my eyes. And I said, while this was happening in my inside voice, I can't leave just yet. Why are you testing me? And then, you know, what happened was I swallowed something. I bit more off than I could chew. Okay. Even though when I make a piece of meat like chicken, it's very tender. So I could basically just slide it down my throat. Okay. I have a couple of teeth missing. So what happened was, is one of my crowns broke and it got stuck in my throat along with the piece of chicken. And I could not breathe. I started coughing. I tried sticking my finger down my throat. Everything. I couldn't breathe. And the dog started barking like, yo, get in the room. Help mommy, she's dying. He's like, what's the matter? I'm pointing to my throat because I can't breathe. I can't talk at this point. And I started turning red. I started coughing. I did everything. It was lodged sideways. You know, I'm thinking, God damn, I'll make this chicken soft as hell. Why is this happening? You know, but me who swallows 23 pills at a time, I guess my gag reflex was like, don't chew, just, you know, take it and just go ahead and you could swallow. It's no big deal. You take 23 pills a day. What's the deal? But it wasn't like that. So I started to choke. And for like 10 fucking minutes, Mr. G and I are trying to get this piece of chicken out of my mouth. I started to try to drink things, to force it down with liquid. He tried the Heimlich maneuver. I said, all right. He was patting me on my back and it was starting to come up. And then I started walking. And I started, he was holding me by my stomach to try to, he was still doing the compressions. By the way, I think I may have fractured one of my bones in my back again, but who gives a fuck, man? I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? So eventually what happened, what came to my mind was using not my coughing, but my diaphragm from singing lessons that I had as a child to push it up. So I bent over as if I was throwing up and started pushing as if I was having a baby out of my mouth. Very strange, but true. And it's a miracle I'm alive because I could not breathe at all, not even through my nose, because of the allergies that I've been having since I've moved in this house. I am having a very difficult time with that as well. So it just, it made me think, God, what am I doing? Am I just here existing? I mean, because it kind of feels like that. I'm just existing. And I'm not really living to my full potential. And so I decided to get on here and tell you guys. It was like a film. As I was going through this and coughing, it looked like a film. And it started from when I was in kindergarten. And it just went all the way up. And it went by so fast. I started seeing white, white lights, like really white. And I was like, I'm out of here. I can't believe this. I said, no, I ain't going nowhere. I said, I cannot have my poor husband come to my daughters and our sons and say, your mother died, she choked on a piece of chicken, and I couldn't help her. I knew that would destroy my husband. And so I asked for divine help. And I received it. See, I understand that the Almighty is not a vending machine, but when it comes down to shit like that, I think fate or destiny stepped in and said, no, you're not done. We just wanted to shake you up a little bit. That's all. You know, like the time I went through a windshield and ended up on the roof of a car, on the hood of a car. And the only thing, they were getting ready to put me in a helicopter and take me away to the closest hospital. The only thing that I had was no bones were broken. I had a scar on my face. And it looked like the number 7. Some people on this earth, no matter how sick they are meant to be here for some reason or another. I have come very close to death, I would say about 7 times now. And for some reason, I keep being brought back. So, if you were me and you were in my shoes, what would you do differently with your life if you had 7 chances to live your life? I mean, because I nearly died like 7 times in my lifespan, which is not a very long life. I'm not that old, you guys, believe it or not. Some people will say, oh yeah, you are, because you know, you got grandkids and stuff like that. No, man, they made me a grandmother at like 35. I hate my kids for that shit. You know, but I love them because, you know, I still look good as a grandma. Besides, ladies and gentlemen, black people age differently than other races. So, you know, I am aging gracefully. I'm not saying that I'm aging like wonderfully, but it's graceful and it's a slow thing. So thank God for that. I mean, I have Caucasian girlfriends who are 37 and they look older than me. And I'm like, what are you doing to your face? What are you eating? You know, macaroni and cheese is not processed. Macaroni and cheese is not a meal. Okay, I don't care what you say. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you all of this to make you aware that sometimes in life there are no second chances. But if it's your destiny to be here and you've been through anything like this, then you better do something good with what you've been gifted. And I'm going to start to rethink my whole situation, my whole life, and see what I can do to get this message not only to you, but to other people who need to hear it. I'm thinking about going to YouTube. Okay? Got to do a little cosmetics and shit to get on the YouTube and stuff like that. But I'm thinking about doing a once weekly show on YouTube just to see how it would, you know, come off. And ladies and gentlemen, like I say all the time, don't take your life for granted. Really. You know, and remember this, if you're ill and you're going through some shit right now, There's always somebody that's worse off than you. Always. Just like there's always somebody smarter than you, there's always somebody more athletic than you, there's always somebody who has been through some shit more than you. So you have to look at it like that. I hate to get pleasure from other people's pain, but it's the only thing that keeps me moving, besides my five grandchildren and my four children that I love very deeply. Congratulations. You gotta congratulate me on the birth of Maya. Oh, she's adorable. Ah, I just wanna just squeeze her and kiss her and hug her and welcome to the family. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your life. You only have one shot. I am your girl, the Guru Warrior. It's Wacky Wednesday. I'm gonna come back later on after I watch the Rhythm and Flow, and we're gonna talk about that. But I wanted to put this out on Wacky, for you to listen to in the morning. It's kind of important, so you'll probably hear it Thursday morning, okay? So no music, no nothing. This is the whole entire show. I want you to just concentrate on this. You can hear all the music you want later on, but just concentrate on this. Remember, no matter how depressed you are, no matter what you're going through, there's always tomorrow. And if you just lay your head down and let those worries go and say you could do better tomorrow. There was almost no tomorrow for me. So now I'm gonna lay my head down and I'm definitely giving props to the big man upstairs or big woman or whoever and saying thanks. Then I have to go get some x-rays because I think, well, let's just put it this way. Mr. Guru is 6'4" and he wears size 13 shoes. So you can imagine how big his hands are and how much strength he has. So I think I've cracked a couple of ribs and I've got a cracked vertebrae, but I'm alive, damn it. And that's what's important. And that's the way we should think about it every day we open our eyes because our lives are so not promised to us. Life is fleeting and the shit goes by so much faster after you turn 40 and the clock just goes tick tock, tick tock, and you're like, what? No way am I 43 years old. Wait, hold up. Really? Oh my God, I'm an adult. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. Peace! I am the fuck out of here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.